Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McKee, all the way, scores!
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, December 7th. It is game day.
Game on!
As the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Minnesota Wild tonight down at Rogers Place. But first, I am your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are around the corner and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks make it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. Today on the podcast, we'll hear a few clips from Dave Tippett in the second segment, and we'll also hear from Devin Shore, who makes his return to the lineup. Lots of news to get to here. We'll break it all down here on this podcast. Remember, don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all of the latest episodes. I truly appreciate all the support when it comes to the downloads and all of that. It's been a little hectic here in Edmonton. The Oilers have dropped two straight for the first time this season, and there's people asking for the GM to get fired, the coach to get fired, let's make trades, and Willie Legison for a true NHLer. Like, come on, people. None of that's going to happen. I get why you're frustrated. The Oilers have to play better, and they're going to be in tough tonight as the 16-7 Oilers, who have coming off two straight losses, sit at 32 points in the Pacific, take on the Minnesota Wild, 17-6-1 for 35 points, and they've won six straight. Yeah, this might get a little tricky for the Edmonton Oilers. Let's get to your lineups. Edmonton's going to start like this. They're going to go Hyman, McDavid, Puljujarvi. Your second line is going to be RNH, Dreisaitl, and Yamamoto. Your third line is going to be Warren Fogle, Ryan McLeod, and Zach Cassian. And your fourth line is going to be Devin Shore with Derek Ryan and Colton Sevier. That means Benson and Turris are out tonight defensively. Nurse with Bouchard, Philip Broberg with Chris Russell, Marcus Nemelainen with Tyson Barrie, which means Legison is out, but that is your lineup. And Mikko Koskinen gets the start. Mikko is 12-3 on the season. He's got a 2.97 goals against and 9.11 save percentage. More Oiler news here as they have placed Brandon Perlini on waivers to activate Devin Shore. And I'm not surprised by this. I thought it'd be Willie Legison, but Perlini hasn't done much. I mean, outside of the hot start he had in the preseason, we were calling him Scorlini, and what were the other names? I know I was calling him the Pearl, and it didn't translate into the regular season. He got more than an opportunity. It didn't work out. Now, he might get claimed. Who the hell knows? If not, he's going down to the AHL. Hopefully, he can find a scoring touch. But 13 games, two PIMs, and a -4, and that's about it for Mr. Perlini. So it's unfortunate because we were all excited to see what this guy could do for the Edmonton Oilers, and it started well. It did not end well. Doesn't mean it's the end of him. If he goes to Bakersfield, he can always get recalled. So, but yeah, Perlini lands on the waiver wire today, which probably in early October, none of us saw coming. So now he was a guy that signed a one-year deal, coming back from Europe, wanted to see if he can find that spark again in the NHL. And that's the news of the day. Also, Jason Greger reporting that if CC passes test, he could skate tomorrow, which means he could play Thursday. And that would be a huge addition to this Edmonton Oilers team. Your Minnesota Wild, if that's your team, no lineup changes from their last game, so I'll give you some lines here for the good old Minnesota Wild. Cam Talbot will get the start. That has been official by Sarah McClellan, who covers the team down there in Minnesota. So Cam Talbot getting the start for the Edmonton Oilers, and his numbers this year, he's 13-5. He's got a 2.71 goals against and a .915 save percentage. So the former Oiler looking to stick it to his former team. This is how they'll line up. First line, Kirill Kaprasov with Ryan Hartman and Matt Zuccarello. Second line is Jordan Greenway with Joel Eriksson Ek and Marcus Foligno. Third line, Rent Pitlick with Victor Rask and Kevin Fiala. And your fourth line will be Brandon Duhame with Nico Sturm and Nick Bjustad. Defensively, Jonas Brodin with Matthew Dumba, John Merrill with Alex Goligoski. And then your third pairing is Jordy Benn with Dmitry Kulikov. And that top line of Kaprasov, Hartman, and Zuccarello is humming along nicely right now. For Minnesota, Hartman leads in goals with 13. Kaprasov leads in points with 29, in assists with 20. And Hartman is a plus 21. What a pickup. Go look at his cap hit. This guy is the definition of a value player who's playing on your first line. And Zuccarello, sorry, he leads in power play point. For the Oilers, of course, Draisaitl leads in points with 43 and goals with 21. McDavid leads in assists with 26 and power play points with 19. And Draisaitl is a plus 15. And that is your matchup tonight. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a tough one. Edmonton always struggles against Minnesota. Minnesota always plays well against Edmonton. So this is not a gimme game, but I do believe in the boys. I do think they can pull this one out. Maybe they can catch Minnesota a little sleeping here. They've been off for a few days. They've won six straight and the Oilers have lost two straight. So something's got to give tonight, and I do believe, but I'll get to that. I'll give you my predictions at the end of the podcast. But coming up next, we'll hear from Dave Tippett. We'll also give you some stats for both teams. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. The holidays are around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use code NHL, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. We've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com, and you'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code NHL. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. You listen to podcasts for the power of the inside track. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Get 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line and a free 5G phone when you switch, so you can get the latest sports news all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save, Boost Mobile. More power to save, Boost Mobile. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. I'll give you some news coming up as well around the NHL, some injuries, some waiver claims, and you already heard it. Brandon Perlini is on the waiver wire. We'll see if he clears tomorrow or if someone snags him up and can find some offense out of this guy or anything. So we'll wait and see on that tomorrow. I promised you some stats here. Let's look at the Edmonton Oilers and Minnesota Wild. The matchup tonight at Rogers Place. 7 o'clock puck drop. Power play wise, Edmonton remains first, 34.3%. The Minnesota Wild are 13.9%. They're 29th in the league. That is amazing with that record they have and their power play is that bad. PK, Edmonton sits 6th at 85.1%. Minnesota's PK 17th at 80.7%. So the Oilers do have an advantage here on the special teams. Now, I don't know what the officials, what kind of game management we're going to get from them, but they definitely have the edge when it comes to special teams. Last meeting between these two teams was on February 21st, 2020, just weeks before the pandemic hit here in North America, and it was a 5-3 loss for the Edmonton Oilers. And they've also lost 3 straight to the Wild. So, like I said, this is a tough matchup for Edmonton. Always is. So, we'll see how the boys handle it. And you need quicker starts. That's all it is. You need quicker starts. And I promised you yesterday I was going to give you the first goals and all that. So, slow starts have been a huge issue here for the Edmonton Oilers. And yes, it's on the players. Yes, it's on the coaching. There's enough blame to go around. They need to start better. And this has been an issue all season long. All season long. So it's not just as of late. But here it is. The Oilers have given up their first goal 14 times this season in 23 games. Since November, though, they've given up the first goal 11 times out of 16 up to date right now. So in October, they scored the first goal 4 times, only gave up the first goal 3 times. But then in November, it got ugly. It was 9-4. They got outscored. They got the first goal scored on them 9 times compared to the Oilers 4 times. And then in December, it's 2-1 right now. So not good. And usually they're early goals, so you need a big save from your goaltender that you're not getting. There's a lot of issues here, and there's a lot of holes. And Dave Tippett talked about it yesterday, talked about it today, and we're going to get to Dave Tippett here right away. But yeah, they got to start better, and I don't know what it is, guys. Like, I don't know if I've played sports, never at that level, obviously, but I mean, I just don't know, like, how you're not ready to go and you're 2 months into the season. So, I don't know, get the smelling salts out, get some music in that dressing room, get pumped up, slap each other in the face if you have to. But if the Oilers start slow this week against any of the three teams they're playing, and tonight Minnesota, Boston, and Carolina, they're going to get their butts kicked. They're going to get their butts kicked. So Koskinen needs to be sharp early on. The Oilers have to come out and say, we're going to get five shots in the first couple minutes. We're going to throw this amount of hits. Like, get something going. Like, this is what we have to do in the first 5 minutes of the game. And maybe that gets you going. But enough with the excuses. Yeah, they've taken some lumps on the back end. I get it that the puck movement is not there. But you got Nurse back now. Broberg can move a puck. Bouchard can move a puck. Nurse can move a puck. Barry can move a puck. Nemelainen and Russell are limited in that aspect. But I'm not giving this team any more excuses. That third line, McLeod, Cassian, Fogel, got to do more. That fourth line, you need anything. Yamamoto, RNH, start producing 5-on-5. So it's there's a lot of things that can improve here for the Oilers, and hopefully they get it started tonight, because if not, they're going to be in some trouble. But let's get to Dave Tippett, as he met with the media today, and he's getting one of the players that before he got hurt was playing really well in Devin Shore. We all remember when he signed back in the summer and Twitter exploded, which was so beyond ridiculous, but it is what it is. And I think he's a mainstay on this team. I think he's one of their top 12 guys, and now he's back. So that means you saw Perlini hit the waiver wire. Means less opportunity for guys like Turris and Benson, because Devin Shore does play well. He's a good penalty killer and he can finish at times. He's got decent hands. But here's Dave Tippett on getting Devin Shore back.
He's a good NHL player. He's in a role down there. That line's, you know, they're role players, they're penalty killers. You can have a face-off guy in the right side, left side. Gives you some options as a coach there, where they can play against anybody on the other team. And he's just a good pro. He's a good pro that does a lot of little things right.
A lot of talk last week, this week, especially after the two losses to Seattle and LA, about the 5-on-5 play not good enough. And specifically in your bottom six, Dave Tippett was asked, why are they struggling at 5-on-5? Is it unlucky or is it the defensive play? What is it? Here is Tippett.
There's some unlucky. There's if you go through it, you can dig into, like, if you watch every goal, there's some where, you know, guys are getting a minus against or a goal against, and they have nothing to do with the play. So it's a mix. It's a mixed bag. The thing we're looking for those two lines, they need to spend more time in the offensive zone. Offensive zone by generating more shots, pucks to the net, people at the net, more scrums at the net. That's how they're going to create the energy we need. And we just need more of it from them.
Yeah, and I just said that. Like, the bottom six here has to bring something. It's even change momentum. Zach Kastian, show up. And we took a lot of heat today on the lowdown saying, like, we're picking on... No, we're not picking on Zach. Fogel's got to be better. Derek Ryan's got to be way better. Way better. Colton Sevier has to be better. Ryan McLeod has to be better. Yamamoto has to be... Like, it's not just a Kastian thing. Kastian has gone MIA again. He started well, got hurt, came back, got bumped to the first line, had a couple good games, fell off, and now it's like, where are you? And you need him. You do. You absolutely need Zach Kastian. One last one here from Dave Tippett. This is kind of funny. He was asked if it's easier to fix the holes in their game when they're losing.
Last week when we were winning and trying to fix things, we had the same question was asked the other way. Is it easier to fix when you're winning? And we said, oh, yeah, it is. And today, now you're saying, is it easier to fix when you're losing? Yeah, it is. I mean, you're fixing all the time. Where I said that yesterday. You're fixing all the time, whether you're... And there's, you know, you're looking to push people up. You're looking for people to can give you more. You're looking for, you know, people in certain situations to grab it a little more. There's all that, all the above comes into play every day. So are we looking to fix things? Sure we're. But we're looking to fix things even when we're winning. We're looking to fix things. Right now, I think if you look at our game, we're trying to stabilize a little bit. It's tough stabilizing when you got three and four defensemen up. It's hard to stabilize. And you're giving guys opportunities, putting them in positions where you're not sure how they react. We're finding out. We're finding out a lot about Niemelin right now. He's a big, strong player, plays hard. It's fourth game in the league. You're finding out about him. So you're in a steady fix mode there, or steady teaching mode. Same with Broberg right now. But they're good players, and we're going to see where they're at. But it's not as if you're just tramping out there every night and you know exactly what you're getting and you can fix the problems. You're reading and reacting as we're going along here.
It was Dave Tippett meeting with the media today. I think questions DVD, I want to say Gregor, and I can't remember who the first one came from. Spec, I think. So shout out to those guys for the content today. And Dave Tippett, they're a good sense of humor as well. And we'll see what he has, what the Oilers have in store for their fans today. We want to see a quick start. All right, coming up next, I want to touch on Marcus Nemelainen quickly as well, but we'll hear from Devin Shore, who makes his return after missing 13 games for the Edmonton Oilers, and we'll get to some news from around the NHL. You're listening to Locked On Oilers Podcast with Hernan Salas. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers Podcast with Hernan Salas. Get to some predictions, some news from around the NHL. But first, let's get... I want to talk about Marcus Nemelainen. And Dave Tippett brought him up. And on TSN 1260, we're all kind of high on this guy right now. Does he need to improve in certain aspects of his game? 100% he does. He's still not there. I don't think he's a regular guy. But he's a guy that I think Edmonton Oilers coaching staff is intrigued by. He's played three games. He is a minus two, but it is what it is. But he's laid out some big hits. The one on Dustin Brown. He had a shaky one on Donato on Friday night in Seattle. But he's bringing an element that the Oilers don't have, right? So when everybody's healthy, like, is this guy going to push Cuckoo and Russell? I almost think he is. You're going to have Keith and Nurse as your top two left defensemen no matter what. So it comes down to, and people are going to say, well, what about Philip Broberg? And Broberg has played well, but look at his ice time the last. He's the lowest on the team. He's had a few struggles here and there, and that's expected from a 20-year-old defenseman in his first call up to the NHL. That's fair. He's probably better suited to go back to the AHL and play heavy minutes there and power play and PK and all that. And then if the Oilers run into another rash of injuries, he's going to be up right away, guaranteed. And there's a player here. This guy's going to be an NHL player. You can see it. How good? We don't know, but he looks legit. So I don't think he's ideally going to be the guy that's going to stay up here. So it comes down to Cuckoo's hasn't had a good year. Russell, he is what he is. Love him, hate him. There's both here in Edmonton when it comes to Chris Russell, but he's limited to what he can do. You know what he's going to give you every night. But Marcus Nemelainen, I think, is going to push both those guys. I truly do. And I'm intrigued to see his ice time tonight against a very good Minnesota team. He was about at 19 against LA. He killed penalties, but I like the element that he's laying guys out. He's catching guys on the tracks, and that's something the Oilers desperately need with this team. So I'm going to keep tracking this guy. Hopefully he gets a handful more games here. Keith is not even skating, so he's going to be here for a while. Cuckoo, there's no timeline for these guys, so we have no idea, but I think Marcus Nemelainen is going to be here for a while, at least to finish off the year. And we'll see if he can continue to throw some, I wouldn't say vicious, but some big hits to get the crowd going as well. 23-year-old, drafted in the third round back in 2016, 63rd overall by the Edmonton Oilers. So far, from what we see at the inbox on the shows and on the post-game shows, this guy's gaining a lot of fans here quickly. So we'll see how Nemelainen fares tonight. But let's get to a guy that's making his return to the lineup, Devin Shore. Hopefully he can add some spark to that fourth line, to that bottom six. Here is Devin Shore meeting with the media today.
Questions, how you feeling? And are you ready to go today?
Yep, yeah, ready to go. Body feels good. Conditioning feels good. So yeah, I'm really excited.
What's going to be, I guess, the toughest thing to kind of get back and get in that flow and that rhythm?
Well, I think like you work really hard in the gym and on the ice coming back, but nothing 100% emulates a game. So just the timing of everything and making sure the mindset going in right away is it's going to come quick and it's going to come fast. So just make sure you're ready to be on your toes and play hard.
When you're out of the lineup for a little bit and you get to watch from a distance, do you kind of notice some things that when you come back into the lineup, you say, okay, maybe I'll try to implement that? Like Leon was just saying that the game looks slower from up there, which it does. It looks really slow for us, but I know it's a lot faster down there. But just when you come back, do you say, oh, I may have more time than I thought, or I have less time than I thought, or how do you kind of look at that?
A little bit, yeah. You definitely, you watch from up top and you just try to watch it with an open mind and see if you can pick up little plays here and there, see if there's more ice in certain areas of the game. But yeah, Leon said it, the game looks a lot easier from up there and things happen much faster down at ice level. So, but yeah, like it's the game we've played our whole life. So just trusting your instincts and getting back to playing your game and making and doing the things that make your game successful.
Devin, you come in, you're going to play with Derek Ryan and Colton Seavey. You're all veterans in the league. Collectively as a group, regardless of who's been in the bottom six, who's been getting outscored too much 5-on-5. That's obviously been an issue. Simple to say, well, let's just not give up goals, but how can you produce more and at the same time give up less?
I think to start, you just got to focus on playing more on their end. I think if you simplify it to there, and if you're playing more in their end, you're going to get more looks and hopefully more shots to the net, and in turn that'll hopefully result in goals. But just establishing the forward check and hanging on to the puck down low, and obviously making sure that taking care of things in your own end is first and foremost, and just not getting frustrated when you're not getting the results that you want, just sticking with it and knowing what works and trusting that.
That was Devin Shore meeting with the Edmonton media today. He makes his return to the lineup. We'll see what kind of impact he can have on the game tonight. He's only played in 8 games here for the Edmonton Oilers. Got 2 points. He's and a -3 so far on the season. But again, only 8 games for Devin Shore. Remember, he missed a few games to start the season as well. So good to see him back. Probably be on the PK as well. Let's get to some news from around the NHL. Mitch Marner out 3 to 4 weeks. He's on the IR. Same with Rasmus Sandin. Tampa Bay claims Riley Nash off waivers from the Winnipeg Jets. The Flyers pick up Connaughton off waivers. And like you heard earlier, Brendan Perlini on waivers for the Edmonton Oilers. We'll have to wait tomorrow to see if he has cleared. And Jets, Neil Pionk in concussion protocol after that Spezza hit. We're still waiting to hear the suspension for Spezza. Pionk got 2 games for Nee and Sandin, and we all saw what happened in that game. It was just unreal. It was just back and forth, just some nasty stuff. And the Dallas Stars loan Ben Bishop to the AHL for a conditioning assignment. They have a lot of goaltenders there. Lots of goaltenders. Canadian teams tonight. Toronto hosts Columbus. Montreal takes on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Islanders look to snap an ugly losing streak. They're in Ottawa to face the Sens. Winnipeg welcomes in the very good Carolina Hurricanes, and the Flames continue on their West Coast road trip as they're in San Jose to take on the Sharks. Edmonton Oilers, Minnesota Wild, 7 o'clock puck drop. Let's get to our predictions for today regarding the Edmonton Oilers and the Minnesota Wild. I know a lot of people are not high on the Edmonton Oilers, but I think they win. You want to hear that again? I think the Oilers win. I'm only going to go a step further. I'm going to guarantee a win tonight for the Edmonton.
Guaranteed.
Just like my boy Charles says, I'm guaranteeing an Oilers win tonight. I think they win by a score of 5-3. Who's going to score tonight? Well, I want to see one of the guys in the bottom 6 score. So I'm going to go with Warren Fogle, man. This guy's due. He hasn't scored in a while. He's taken a little bit of heat for not being productive, I guess, for the Edmonton Oilers. So I'm going to take Warren Fogle to get off the schneid tonight. He's only got 2 goals on the season, but it's been a while since he scored. I can't even remember, to be honest with you. So Warren Fogle for me in a 5-3 win, and I guaranteed it. What do you think for tonight? Come on, they've only lost 2 straight. It's not like they're on a 5-game losing streak here. I think we got to be more positive here. I think we're still damaged from all the bad years we saw here with the Edmonton Oilers, but I feel a little more, I mean, listen, I get it. You get upset. Everybody gets upset when they lose, but just this week to start so far, like fire Dave Tippett and Kenny Holland's the worst manager, and let's trade this guy, and let's trade this guy, and I'm just like, really? It's going to happen if they lose tonight. Holy smokes, the post-game show might be on fire. I think Edmonton might burn down if the Oilers lose tonight, but it's going to be a tough test, and Minnesota's kind of ran their show. They've taken the last 3 games between the two teams, and this is always a tough matchup, and they're playing super well, and they got a lot of guys going. You got to look out for Kirill, the Thrill, Kaprizov as well. Hartman having an unreal year. So it's going to be a fun one down at Rogers Place. If you're going, enjoy the game. Cheer on the boys. If you're staying at home, enjoy the game as well. Have some bevvies, have some appies, or whatever you want. But let's all go in with a positive mindset into this game, and we'll deal with whatever happens after, right? Okay, guys. Well, once again, thanks again for listening to me on the Locked On Oilers podcast. You can always connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. You can download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, in the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am HernanTheMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Go, Oilers, go. We'll break it all down tomorrow.